A growing number of Democrats has called for the impeachment of President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. On Wednesday, Democrat Robin Kelly of Illinois was joined by other Democrats to announce their response. Kelly says, if we do nothing, nothing will happen.
Secretary Noem has brought her reign of terror to the Chicagoland area, L.A., New Orleans, Charlotte, Durham, and communities north to south to east to west. You'll hear from some of those communities, Minnesota and Portland. She needs to be held accountable for her actions. This is why I introduced three articles of impeachment against Secretary Noem.
The first article of impeachment is obstruction of Congress, alleging that Noem denied Congress members oversight of ICE detention facilities. The second article, violation of public trust, is about warrantless arrests, use of tear gas, and ignoring due process. The third article is self-dealing, alleging Noem steered a federal contract to a new firm run by a friend.
I want to tell her right now, Secretary Noem, you have violated your oath of office, and there will be consequences. I am watching you. Members of Congress are watching you. The American people, most importantly, are watching you. And most of all, we are not liking what we're seeing.
Kelly was joined by other Democrats for the announcement. Adriano Espaillat of New York is chair of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. He talked about immigrants, green card holders, farm workers, and American citizens being stopped illegally, detained, and even deported.
So this is a human rights violation, a blatant human rights violation. This is only seen in aggressive dictatorships across the world. And so that's what we have. This is the Trump dictatorship. Do you think that a dictatorship knocks on your door and gives you a dozen roses when you open it? A dictatorship takes away your rights, your fundamental rights. It creeps up behind you and it assaults you. Eventually, it knocks on your door and shoots you.
Although the measure has some 70 supporters so far, it faces a tough road in the Republican-controlled Congress. Some critics call it merely symbolic, but for Representative Maxine Dexter of Oregon, it's more than that. She says the day after the shooting of Renee Nicole Good by an ICE agent in Minneapolis, federal agents shot two people in her congressional district in East Portland.
This is part of a pattern of abuse by brazen, militarized federal agents who act without fear of being held accountable to the law. People are being disappeared. People are being assaulted. And now people are being murdered. And when our children and grandchildren ask what we did when our neighbors were being targeted, I cannot sleep unless I can say every single thing we could.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.